Radhani is the presiding deity of the Lord Nisham. You want Ananda, you have to get the grace of Ladini Shakti. And Ladini Shakti has expressed and extended himself into eight forms, and today is Lalita Shakti. Lalita Shakti, Shakti means confidantes, eight confidantes in principle. Of them, Lalita is the foremost. When you perform Brajamandala Parikrama, you can go from Varsandham towards northeast of Varsandham. The place name is Uchagao, a village, Uchagao. And it is in the up, in the hillock. You have to climb about 40 steps. For heart patient difficult. Slowly, slowly you have to move. 40 steps, then you can get Lalita Shakti's temple there. And inside the temple exists Radha Krishna deities as well as Lalita Devi. We go there and perform circumambulation and also make obeisances. And now there is a big hall there. And we sit there and hear about the grace of, about the qualities of Lalita Shakti. And in that description of the qualities of Lalita Shakti, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who is directly under him, I think you had been to Radha Kunda. I think so. The Radha Kunda, there are landing places of ghat. Ghat means landing places. Where eight ghats, Ashtamaya, eight ghats, landing places. One, the prominent is Lalita Shakti Grove. It is what we call Kunja. In that Kunja, Bhaktivinoda Thakur remained there, performed bhajan. That is called Sananda Sugata Kunja. While you are circumambulating Radha Kunda, you will find a big well. And from there you have to go straight in this way, that place. Our Param Gurudev, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, also performed the pastimes of performing bhajan there, in that cottage. There is one cottage there, where devotees can stay and perform bhajan. Have you seen it? Have you seen it? Yes. Near the well. There. And because you are from Lalita, Rupa Goswami, etc., so Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Saraswati Goswami Thakur both performed bhajan there. To the Lalita Saptami, we have to pray for the grace of Lalita Saptami and to speak about him, to hear about him. How we can speak? Bhaktivinoda Thakur had said, Siddha diha diya vrindavana maja seva mrita kara dan. Yaya prem matta kari mure sura nijo guna dan. What is the meaning? What's the end? Who can speak about Lalita Devi? By our material intellect, mind, with mind and thinking power, by going through scriptures, we can speak. Because they are transcendental and completely spiritual. Nothing material, no material sense organ, nothing. The other one is completely spiritual. And always saying, Kishore, Kishore, adolescent age, Krishna, Radharani adolescent. Always here, Kishore, birth, then after that, boyhood, childhood, boyhood, then you get this adolescence. Between adult and the boyhood, perhaps, adolescence. For that is called Kishori, Nitya Kishori, eternal. Everything is eternal there. Nothing is non-eternal. Not like this material world. You have got birth, any moment you may die.